This. Thursday night edition. We are jumping into the first hour of the program. It is the show about your calls. You can call in and bring up anything at the SACL CAI toll-free line at 1-800-259-9231. And we've got a number of things coming up. As you may have noticed, it is not Ian and Mark here tonight. They are off in L.A. doing a radio show, glad handing with the industry executives and just getting out there being seen, and it's all thanks to our amplifiers. You can find out more about that at amp.freetalklive.com, and we'll go into that. And you can, of course, visit us at on the website at freetalklive.com. We have a number of things coming up tonight. We've got a quick update on the Baby Cheyenne story, but this is the show about your calls, and so let's get right to them. We've got Keith in New York. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going, Sam?
Pretty good. What's on your mind?
I'm coming up this weekend to look for houses in New Hampshire, trying to get the move-in gear and move to New Hampshire. I saw the Free Keen Fest is apparently on Sunday.
It is. That's correct.
What is that?
Free Keen Fest is it's something the local activists have done up here where we do the show from in Keene, New Hampshire. And it's basically just sort of the individual activists going out and using public property. There's a little space on Railroad Square that's sort of right off of Main Street. And sometimes I'm not sure who's organizing it this year. I know in previous years there have been bands there. I believe Luther's going to play some music and so forth. There are various vendors. There's people that bring, not vendors in the legal term, but people who bring food out and offer that. People that offer various different jewelry, custom-made jewelry sometimes. So just a way for the activists to get together, do some outreach to the community, introduce ourselves to some of the locals in Keene. And I know this year they're also having a panel, a discussion panel, because of all of the activism has generated a little bit of controversy. So I think that's an invitation for people to come out and have a discussion with the activists. Are you thinking about making it out for that?
Yeah, I'm in the area, so I think I'll be coming out for that. I was just kind of curious what I was getting myself into.
Yeah, it's the day after the Pumpkin Fest, which is an event that on Saturday and partly Friday night, which is a pretty big deal here in Keene. The crowds are usually 40 to about 60,000 people. And we hold it the day after that when kind of things are being cleaned up. And it's been a pretty good time.
Excellent. How does 60,000 people compare to the population of Keene?
Keene is, I believe, about 25,000 people. I think there's about 4,000 college students, but it's sort of the hub for the area, so there are, another 20,000 or so that come in during the day to work.
Okay, so it's going to be packed. It's going to be wall to wall this weekend.
Yeah, it's a great event. You'll like it.
Yeah, it's
okay,
pretty popular. All right, well, thank you for the call, Keith.
And by the way, we should say that it's Wayne here tonight with you.
Oh, yeah, and Sam.
And Sean.
Thank you for that. Sorry, we had a little bit of technical difficulty getting started here. But let's go to the Oath Keepers baby. Now, this is something that we've been kind of covering throughout the week. There have been a couple posts on it that I've put up on the blog at freekeen.com. And we've got some good news today from the union leader. State expected to return infant daughter of Oath Keeper.
Mm-hmm. Who's going to jail over this anyway?
Yeah, that's a good question. Probably nobody.
Who's losing their job over this? When I read about the story, Sam, I thought this is a total outrage. But it also shows the desperation because the concept of any kind of nullification, whether it's by states, whether it's by military or law enforcement, terrifies the people in power right now. Terrifies them. And they're trying to lash out in whatever desperate way they can. That's what many people are seeing this as.
From Dover, Jonathan Irish and Stephanie Taylor emerged from a closed family court hearing Thursday afternoon with smiles on their faces and indicated they may be getting back their daughter, Cheyenne, whom state officials took from them hours after birth last
kidnapped
week.
Kidnapped from them.
Well, this is the mainstream media, Wayne. Come on. They can't use terms like that. Irish said he was instructed to say nothing about the hearing, citing a state confidentiality law, but said, "A picture is worth a thousand words. What's a smile worth?" All indications were that Irish and Taylor received good news at the hearing. I haven't seen you smile in a while, Irish's mother, Nancy, who declined to give her last name, said just before embracing her son. Nancy added, justice prevails.
I hope so.
Well, you know what, that you bring up a good point, though. Is it really justice? I mean, who's held accountable when CPS gets it wrong, when they go after somebody and they destroy the lives of families? I mean, this case, it looks like it's turning out well, but if you...
Well, I'm sure they had enormous pressure from people from all over the world. You know, the address was out there on the Internet, and it was posted right away, and people found out about it, and I know a lot of people emailed me and were just completely incensed by this whole event.
Absolutely. And if you, like, I've been following a lot of the comments and things posted to the story and on the blog at Free Keen about this. And there are other people that come out and say, they took seven of my kids, or, you know, that my kid was raped, or, you know, this is just scratches the surface of what CPS is out there doing to destroy the lives of families every day in the name of justice. And when they're wrong,
nobody suffers any consequences.
Or if they're too heavy-handed. Sometimes they might just be too heavy-handed. But the point is that there's just too much intervention going on.
There is, and it's because, you know, there are no consequences for their mistakes. If this was a private agency, I mean, sure, we're not here to defend people who are abusive to their kids or anything like that.
Of course.
But in the free market, where you didn't have this unaccountable monopoly who was backed up by all of the guns of government, by the police and so forth, and had the courts on their side and everything else, they would be very, very careful before they go in to interfere in people's lives.
You know, one time I think they did. I think things have just gotten down the road now where these people have become so brazen and careless. But, you know, the pretense under which this was done, there was no hiding the fact that they were... it wasn't even a mistake, you could say, because, you know, think about this. They basically said, oh, you're a member of Oath Keepers, so you're a terrorist, so we're going to take your kid away. You know, come on, that's a bunch of baloney. It's nonsense.
Irish also told her he had to get a car seat ready. So there's another indication that the baby's coming home with them. Cheyenne's removal sparked an outcry despite the state's numerous allegations of domestic violence and untreated mental health problems because of a single line in the affidavit used to justify the newborn's taking.
Mm-hmm.
The division became aware and confirmed that Mr. Irish associated with a militia known as Oath Keepers, which Oath Keepers is not a militia.
No, it's not. And you know what's really ironic about this, Sam, is that the people that were told to do this, ordered to do this and take this couple's child, they should have been doing the same thing as Oath Keepers, saying, we refuse to follow these orders. This is ridiculous. This is unconstitutional, it's illegal, and it's immoral.
Well, they're just doing their job, Wayne.
Maybe there should be an Oath Keepers for bureaucrats, too.
All right. So Mr. Irish associated with a militia known as Oath Keepers and had purchased several different types of weapons, including a rifle, handgun, and a taser, said the confidential two-page affidavit, which was provided to the New Hampshire Union Leader. So some marginally good news there. Hopefully they'll be back together.
I hope so.
And living a normal life. Now, they still have her other two kids from a previous husband, so these things are still a little bit messy, and hopefully the CPS will know better, or the DYFS, whatever it is up here.
And you know, we don't know the whole story with their family situation either, but I know that there was some information about her previous husband being abusive and that she had gotten a pistol permit, which she got, so the fact they gave it to her means that they probably didn't feel she was a threat.
Right. Now, yeah, that was where one of the weapons charges came from, which was also cited in the affidavit. They basically pulled them, were waiting for them in their driveway at their house, separated them. She had the concealed carry permit because of the situation with her ex-husband, and they arrested him for having a concealed carry gun because he was in the same car getting driven home from a dentist appointment where he had his wisdom teeth pulled out and couldn't drive. I mean, it's just so absurd the lengths that these cops will go to really set someone up and do something like this. And where is your conscience? How can you do these things? So, all right, good news there. We'll come back and jump into some economic news when we get back. This is Free Talk Live.
Congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. You think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Clip Hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Clip Hanger and the Clip Hanger Lite with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Clip Hanger today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally-C. Why Ally-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally-C. For more information and to order Ally-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the Thursday edition of the show. Joining you tonight, it's Sam.
And Wayne.
And Sean.
Why don't you guys try that again? It's Sam.
And Wayne.
And Sean.
All right. And this is the show about your calls. You can bring up anything by calling the SACL CAI toll-free line at 1-800-259-9231. And I want to tell you about the AMP program. We mentioned that in the last hour. That's where some of the listeners voluntarily pledge up to $3 a month to advertise, market, and promote the show. It is the marketing budget for Free Talk Live. It's allowed Ian and Mark to go out to L.A. this week to attend the radio conference, be seen, helps them get on more radio stations, and get these ideas into the ears of more listeners. So you can find out more about that by going to amp.freetalklive.com.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpacks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
All right, so we've got, we started off the show with a little bit of good news, and I like doing that, but now it's time to get into some not-so-good news. In fact, the story is called More Bad News,
uh-oh,
10 Things You Should Know About the Latest Economic Numbers, and this is from the Economic Collapse blog. Now, Wayne, you and I do a Sunday show, the first Sunday of the month, and you know, it's, you can call in and bring up anything. In the event that we don't get calls, then what we do is try and bring up economic issues, try and give people a financial education and understanding through some of the stories that we talk about. And so I wanted to bring some of those aspects in here and go through this. And, it is bad news. It is some doom and gloom in here. But I think what's important for people to understand is I think they need to have an idea of what's coming, what they can do to sort of prepare for it. If you can kind of see around the corner, you can get out of the way of the train, is my thought.
Yeah. What do you think about all this pessimism porn, Sean?
I'm fine with the pessimism. I'm not seeing much good in the economy right now. I'm just thinking everybody needs to get themselves invested in some gold and silver and try to ride things out.
Well, you know, in the past few years, especially the last 18 months or so, there's been a lot of social engineering, you might say, going on in the media to try to pump up people's expectations of the future.
Oh, yeah, green shoots. Who remembers that?
And I, on one hand, I can see the value in that in the sense that you don't want people that maybe would engage in economic activity not to do it, you know, but I think that when you encourage people to go into debt to partake in economic activity, then that's very dangerous, and that's not good for them.
It is, and there are people out there who are saying, well, the stock market's over 11,000 again. We're on the road to recovery here, Wayne. I mean, doesn't matter what the fundamentals are. The stock market's at 11,000.
You mean the program?
11,000 is nothing but inflation.
Well, it's program trading, it's hedge funds, and it's the plunge protection team.
Yeah, you got it. So let's get into a little bit of those details from the economiccollapseblog.com. On Friday, headlines across the United States declared that unemployment remains unchanged at 9.6%. Many analysts rejoiced and heralded this announcement as a sign that we have hit bottom and that things will be turning around soon. But is that the truth? A closer look at the unemployment numbers reveals some disturbing facts. For example, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, a broader measure of unemployment that includes workers that have stopped looking for work rose sharply to 17.1%. But that's not the only troubling sign from this past week. Agricultural commodities continue to skyrocket, which means that food price increases are on the way. The foreclosure robo-signing crisis continues to escalate, and that threatens to throw the entire mortgage industry into a state of absolute turmoil. Meanwhile, the U.S. national debt continues to grow, and wealth continues to leave the United States at a dizzying rate. And I believe that rate is about $60 to $80 billion a month. So you've got a half a trillion dollars of wealth leaving the United States. That's what these deficits, trade deficits, end up creating, is you're exporting the dollars. At some point, they have to come back in, and they're going to come back in the country and buy up real assets.
That's right, especially when, as foreign countries start to dump the dollar and dollar assets, the dollars will come back here because roughly, I believe it's half of the money supply is actually overseas. It's what they call euro dollars, which are dollars held in foreign hands.
I believe it's about 60%.
Yeah, I think you're about right. Yeah. That's right.
So is there reason for optimism? No, not really. Even if the unemployment numbers had improved slightly, the longer-term trends for unemployment are extremely troubling for you, as you will see from the statistics and the chart below. At the same time, when many Americans are out of work and can barely get by on what they are currently making, there is every indication that prices are about to go up. Wheat, corn, soybeans all jumped on Friday, and it is inevitable that at some point these price increases will be passed on to consumers. And if that wasn't bad enough, now some Federal Reserve officials are actually talking about purposely generating more inflation in order to stimulate the U.S. economy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
They're scared to death of deflation because there's so much debt by the public sector as well as the private sector that they think they're going to inflate their way out of it. But stagflation and inflation in an economic downturn like this is devastating because your income is declining and your costs are going up.
And that's what stagflation is, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Economic stagnation with inflation.
Okay. All right. So meanwhile, this robo-signing foreclosure crisis threatens to escalate totally out of control. We will soon see thousands of court cases popping up from coast to coast challenging the legitimacy of foreclosure paperwork.
And mortgage paperwork, for that matter. There's a lot of people with mortgages who may challenge it as well.
Will title insurers start totally backing off from foreclosed properties? Banks are already completely overwhelmed trying to process the massive backlog of foreclosures. Is this going to make the situation a lot worse?
Mm-hmm.
The truth is that more bad news for the U.S. economy comes out almost daily now. The following are 10 things that you need to know about the latest economic numbers. Number one, Gallup's measure of unemployment, which is not adjusted for seasonal factors, showed a sharp increase in September. According to Gallup, the unemployment rate has increased from 8.9% in July to 9.3% in August and to 10.1% in September.
Mm.
Now, what are the official government numbers saying?
Well, actually, you're right, and they try to keep it in the single digits so it doesn't sound so bad. But, when you consider all the other factors, and actually even that 17% that you quoted before doesn't even include the birth-death model fictional jobs they create every month, and when you take those out of the equation, we're up around 22 or 23%.
That's just unemployment. That doesn't even cover underemployment. I am a skilled computer programmer, and I'm working at a pizza place making pizza because that's the only job I can find right now, and it beats being on welfare or unemployment.
Yeah, that's actually one of the other points that we'll get into here. Number two, the seasonally adjusted alternate unemployment rate compiled by shadow government statistics shows the real unemployment rate in the United States is worse than it has ever been since the economic downturn began. The alternate unemployment rate calculated by SGS reflects estimated long-term discouraged workers within the U.S. government, which the U.S. government stopped keeping track of back in 1994. We'll jump into this, take your calls about anything, 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Yeah, shadow stats, this guy Williams.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifiers are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code radio to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the Thursday edition of the show. It is the show where you can take control, call in, bring up anything by dialing 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And if you like the show, you can help support us by shopping at Amazon. Basically, you go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and you can get all the same great deals at Amazon, free Super Saver shipping on thousands of items. And all you need to do is go to amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CIA does collections, early out billing.
SACL CIA?
I don't think so. I think am I going dyslexic on you?
You said CIA.
That is what you said.
Oh. They are not part of the CIA.
No, this is subliminal. Stop, Sam. SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you also want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at Free Talk Live. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
Okay, so we've been going through this top 10 list of sort of economic bad news here, but we have a caller on the line, and this is the show about your calls. So let's go to Jennifer in CA. Ladies first, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, I thought this was the Alex Jones show. It's not.
It is not. This is Free Talk Live. But did you want to bring up?
I just wanted to talk about the, this New World Order.
Okay.
And that I wanted to just make a confirmation from my experiences. I knew a guy who spent time with him in the early 1990s, who was a member of the Bohemian Grove.
Okay.
And the CFR and all those different things. And he didn't tell me he was in the CIA, but he was acting very paranoid, and I got very suspicious that he might be cheating or something. So when he was gone, I went through his files, and I found his CIA employment papers. And discovered that he was involved in doing biological chemical warfare.
Interesting.
And he was also being groomed for presidency. And I used to hang out with him at Bohemian Grove and regularly talk to Henry Kissinger and Donald Rumsfeld and all of these people.
Now, you're saying that you've actually been to the Bohemian Grove, the one or week or whatever, where everybody goes out there and does the little party in the woods?
Well, they have different events. That's the cremation of care. Generally, women aren't invited to that unless you're probably a professional.
Okay.
But that's not what I do. So I just was seeing this guy, and sometimes what they do is they allow women to go and sort of say, look, nothing bad is happening. They have like a black tie dinner party. Mm-hmm. And I've been to both the clubhouse in San Francisco and the grounds outside of San Francisco. And that's when wives and significant others are invited.
Okay. So what do you, what's your concern about this? I understand that, you know, they do maybe doing some weird things off in the woods, and it sounds a little creepy.
Because here's the point I'm trying to make, and that is that people need to understand that that the left and right are controlled by the same people.
Oh, absolutely.
This guy, and this is what happened, this guy, he was with Obama being groomed for presidency, right along with Obama, and I asked him, who are you voting for? And he said, I can't tell you. I'm like, why not? He goes, well, they haven't decided which side they're going to put me on. They haven't decided which side they're going to put me on.
So what you're suggesting there is that there is this group of shadowy elites here in the back room who are actually picking and grooming these presidents, and it's not so much what the person actually believes. They're just really a puppet. And they're actually groomed and told that, well, you're going to be a Republican or you're going to be a Democrat and we need you to do X, Y, and Z.
Exactly.
Absolutely, absolutely. And they also, they pumped them up and, you know, he was pulled into this when he was really young, most likely in college. And I have a feeling that his father was probably involved with the CIA as well. And helped him found a company that was a front company while secretly he was doing biological chemical warfare in the background. And he was, you know, very unhappy. He put this presence on that he was happy, but behind it all, he would go into crying jags for 8 hours at a time. Now, this guy is probably worth, you know, billions of dollars.
Well, they have inside information. They know what to invest in because they know what's going to happen before it happens in many cases.
Exactly. And everything about him on the internet was taken down. And there's just a couple little things where someone accused him of being an insider, and his contacts were the reason why he made a lot of money. And he said, no, no, no. But that's absolutely not true. He was an insider from the very, very beginning because he was, you know, dealing with Kissinger and Rumsfeld and all of these people, and he was all like saying that he was all pumped up with this ego that he was going to be part of this great line of men who became president.
Oh yeah,
and
that's what a lot of these people are sort of led to believe, that you're on the inside, so we're going to take care of you. But in the end, as these sort of empires collapse and fall into ruin, they're left out in the cold like everybody else.
You know what's really interesting?
Yeah, possibly, although this guy is extremely high up. I mean, he's a well-known person. I don't want to say his name because I'm afraid he'll have me killed. And but the other thing is that one of the things that happened was that he was a pretty cheap guy, but he would get phone calls or messages or information relayed to him about various terrorist attacks that they were going to do. And one time I was in New York City, and he had gotten some information that there was going to be an anthrax terrorist attack in a subway. And so he said, I'm going to send you some extra money. Take cabs. I don't want you in the subway. And then a week later, there was an anthrax thing in the Japanese subway. And so he didn't know, they don't always tell them every single piece of information.
Okay.
They give them just as much as they need to know. Like, don't go in subways for the next 2 weeks.
You know, and it does lead some credence to sort of some of the 7/7 bombings in London, where the exact bus route they were running drills on, and
he would get phone calls. Yes, he would get somehow information would be relayed to him, and if I was in danger, he would let me know not to go or do certain things. And I didn't understand all this. I was a lot younger, and now listening to all these things and all the stuff that's coming out, being able to research and see about the New World Order and the fact that he's in the CFR, that I've been to the Bohemian Grove, these comments that, and also he would regularly, while they were grooming him, he would regularly spend time with both Bush, Carter in his place in Panama, Clinton on Air Force One when he was president. He was spending time with all of them.
Mm-hmm. You know, it
wasn't like,
I had a girlfriend when I was living in Hawaii in the 80s, and I was probably about 23. She was about 19. And she told me a lot of the same stuff you're saying right now. And she didn't mention names in many cases, but she was at the Bohemian Grove. She was a runaway at 14, you know, and got around a little bit. And I thought she was nuts when she first would talk about it. But then over the years, other people have kind of filled in the blanks for me and connected the dots. And you know, at one point you say, whoa. But, you know, remember back in the 90s when Clinton was running against Poppy Bush, and they knew that they wanted to get GATT and NAFTA pushed through, but they knew how Republicans were being perceived, and they knew that it wasn't going to pass because of the way Republicans were being perceived as pro-business. So they get Clinton in there, and then Clinton got GATT and NAFTA pushed through like nothing, like butter, and barely heard a peep from the left.
Yeah. Hey, Jennifer, thank you. That was very interesting information and speculation there. It certainly paints a very odd picture of what may be going on behind the scenes. We'll come back with this and more of your calls. Get back into some economic news when we return. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the show about your calls. You can call in, bring up anything at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And if you like the show, you want to find out more and get the latest, you can go to news.freetalklive.com. There's updates, Twitter, Facebook accounts, and you will always be in the know when there's something new to announce about Free Talk Live. Joining you tonight, it's Sam.
And Wayne.
And Sean.
And we are going to jump right into your calls. We have John in New Hampshire. John, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys, you're doing a pretty good job so far, hosting out the show normally here.
Thank you. What's on your mind tonight?
I was listening to one of the podcasts from last week when they were speculating on how one gets picked for a jury in New Hampshire, and having recently been picked for the wonderful World of Jury Service, it is actually a combination of driver's licenses and the voting registry.
Okay.
If somebody is of the type that does not wish to get a driver's license and is opposed to voting, that doesn't mean you, if you would like to cast a vote that still actually matters in the society, you can always register to vote and show up, take a ballot, walk into the booth, do nothing with it, and feed it into the machine, and that shows you as an active voter. I don't know if that would help or hinder your selection process.
Right, okay, so you're pointing out there are a lot of activists here in New Hampshire that have moved as part of the Free State Project who have kind of moved past the stage of voting in the political sense. And a lot of them have actually requested to be taken out of the voter rolls, but you're saying that's one of the two systems that they use to pull voters for, or to pull people into jury, this jury obligation that they've created.
Right, and they call that a civic duty. They make you watch about a 45-minute little video to introduce you to jury service and explain that once upon a time in New Hampshire, they would excuse you for any reason, and it resulted in jury pools made up of retired people, independently wealthy people, and unemployed people. And they determined after a few court cases challenging that wasn't quite fair, and they have very few excuses they will take nowadays for avoiding jury service.
So nowadays they've decided that picking people at random and forcing them to come and show up in a room and sit on a case that they may not want to be involved in, that's a much better system, rather than maybe 12 people who are actually competent and know about the subject matter that the case is centered around.
Right. Well, I mean, the idea of the jury system was of your peers. They seem to cast the peer net rather wide, but in a group of people such as pro-liberty activists, they're the most likely to actually want to serve on a jury, I would just suggest that those people do one of the two things that would enable them to actually fulfill the role of a jurist. And, you know, if they decide not to get a driver's license, then, and they think voting is immoral or otherwise something they want to do, that does not prevent you from registering and not voting. And that would be my suggestion for that.
Got it. Okay, so now did you go through the voir dire process and did you get picked for the jury?
No, what happened was they made us watch the whole video. They came in, they took half the room out for another trial, and then they said, well, turns out your trial went away. Have a nice day.
Oh, nice. I've had that similar thing happen where I walked in. This was back in Dallas, and there were about 200 people in the room. They called 8 or 12 names, and then everybody else was dismissed. So all of those people had to take time out of their day, drive, you know, this was 45 minutes away to come sit in a room, listen to some bureaucrat so that they could pick out 12 people. It was just so unbelievable to me.
Well, they were paid for their time, weren't they?
You get paid, a check for, I think, $19 or something like that was sent.
Oh, they're much more generous in New Hampshire. It's $10 for a half day plus mileage.
Nice, nice. John, anything else on your mind?
No. I'm curious thing about New Hampshire jury pools is you can be called for once, twice, or up to three times that you have to sit in the pool to be selected. So I have to actually go back again later this month and see if they want me then.
Oh, wow. Nice. All right, well, good luck with that, and I thank you for the call, sir. That's one of the things about New Hampshire, and it's been in the press here lately, is that the judicial system is broke, and they're having to plea out all kinds of trials to keep them from going to a jury trial, and they do everything in their power to avoid giving people jury trials here in this state, and it's one of the things that's a little more backwards in the in their United States Constitution, it says anything over $20, you can get a jury trial. Well, not so here in New Hampshire. It has to be a felony or a Class A misdemeanor, which they can change any time from a Class A to a Class B or a Class C. We had Ian, the host of the show, was charged with a Class A misdemeanor. The judge said, well, there wasn't enough evidence in order to charge you with a Class A, so I'm going to reduce it down to a violation and order you to pay a fine of $1,000.
And which, now you can't appeal it to a jury trial.
Exactly. Now, he had an appeal to a jury trial if it stayed as a Class A, which there was not enough evidence of, but instead the judge just decides, well, I'm just going to change it, take away your right to any jury trial. So it's very, very difficult to get a jury trial up here because they just don't have the funds to run
it. And extract $1,000 from you with no due process.
Exactly. All right, so let's go on. We've got another caller here on the line. Let's go to Keith in Missouri. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Keith.
Keith, are you there?
Keith? Is that me?
That's you. What's on your mind tonight?
It's actually Steve.
Oh, okay. Steve, sorry about that.
Yeah.
Hi, Steve.
Hey.
What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, yeah, I'm wondering about this situation where the child was basically abducted.
The Oath Keepers baby?
Member of the Oath Keepers, yeah.
We talked about that at the beginning of the show. There was some good news out of there. They apparently are getting their newborn back. And came out smiling. They had a court hearing. I know Stuart Rhodes was out there. I didn't make it out. It was on the other side of the state in Dover, New Hampshire. That was at 1 o'clock. It was a closed hearing, so they did not allow press in because they don't want, it's for the children. But the indications are...
So much for that speedy public trial.
The indications are that they are going to get their kids back, or their baby Cheyenne back, and everything is all well. There was also.
Do you think that was a result of the media and the show? And
I think, yeah, absolutely. Just people, anytime you bring attention to the bureaucrats and sort of shine the light on the cockroaches, they go scurrying off, and that's what it takes. Is media attention, getting people who care to stand up and actually do something, whether it's picking up the phone and calling these bureaucrats and expressing your displeasure, but, you know, politely. It's not a forum to make threats or anything like that, but letting them know that, hey, we don't like what you're doing here, and this is not right, and, you know, you're acting immorally and so on. And I think that does have an impact, whether the bureaucracy wants to admit it or not.
I guess my thing was that, you know, I've been thinking about moving up there. It seems like a good idea to me.
Well, what are your, let me ask you this, what are your prospects for freedom where you're at right now?
Not very good. Missouri is not.
Yeah, that's kind of the situation I think most people find themselves in is, you know, it's not easy to pick up your life and move. And, of course, you're talking, Steve, about the Free State Project, the idea to get 20,000 right. liberty lovers to move to one place, and that's New Hampshire, in order
so
to... go ahead.
Well, when I see things like this, you know, it kind of makes me think, well, I mean, how free of a state is that?
No state is completely free.
Stuff like this happens.
Yeah, I mean, there is no,
like, wow,
it's not the free state. There are some very draconian drug laws that are still on the books. There are a lot of challenges up here. And, you know, it's going to take more people standing up, being aware. But I think by banding together and by, you know, sort of supporting each other, we're having a much greater impact than we would anywhere else. What are your thoughts?
I suppose. I don't know.
All right. Well, I guess think about it.
I mean, it's kind of hard to say because, well, I've got a couple other things. I was thinking also about this deal with the mortgages with people who are being foreclosed on.
Okay.
With even some people who are free and clear on their mortgage.
Yeah, there was actually a case where a guy who had paid cash for his house and was foreclosed on, I know, by one organization, by one of the commercial banks. And there was another case where a guy was showed up two times in the same day to have his house foreclosed on, first by Bank of America and then by J.P. Morgan Chase. So it's crazy. They're actually stopping these, and it's going to create a huge backlog. And, Steve, I thank you for the call. We'll come back with more of your phone calls and other topics of interest when we return. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.